Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Sandspence Radio, Christmas time is the time you gotta kill your dog. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Mom.
Today we're talking about embezzling. Skimming money off the top of your own company.
We all do it. How to do it and not get caught.
Just quickly,
yeah.
I've noticed you guys have just bought a huge TV.
Yes.
That's for the company.
Yeah.
We're going to play games on it that will then show to the people on YouTube. So that's the company's television. Yeah. We didn't embezzle that.
You can basically buy anything that says for the company, can't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
What can't you buy and say it's for the company?
We probably couldn't.
Jewelry?
Diamond bracelets for everyone.
Everybody gets a diamond bracelet. But that's the kind of thing. Could you? You could probably
swing anything.
Swing it to be like diamond bracelets, good for morale. It's good for public appearances.
Just put like a one-off episode that's like diamond bracelets. Shut up a second.
It was research. We needed to do bracelet research.
Yeah.
So we bought bracelets for the company. Yeah. Absolutely.
Goldfish.
Probably again, you know, it's for aesthetic purposes, makes everyone calmer.
Yeah.
You know those companies, those little startups, kind of like Google does it.
Google is
not a little startup. But
they buy a pool table to put in the office.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Beanbags instead of normal chairs.
That is a place where you could surely.
And lots of them at the reception have a little fighting fish.
Oh, really?
Just on the thing. You always see them.
Why are they fighting fish?
Because they're small. You put them in tiny little cages and they look good. And
entertaining.
Mm. Yeah. But companies like that could buy anything. Because all you got to say is it's like it's part of a kitschy office kind of experience.
So you're buying two TVs, saying they're for the company, but only putting one in the office.
Yeah, sure. That's embezzlement.
Yeah, that's embezzlement. Yes.
That's where you're like, oh, I've bought...
One's for home, you see, but you're writing both off.
But on paper, for the taxman, there's only two TVs at the company. Mm. Where are you going, right?
Nothing, I'm just...
Oh, you're
turning around he's like doing a cougar.
You're sitting with your legs on the back of the chair like a cool teacher who's about to tell me that if I ever want to talk, it's cool if I come rap with you in your office.
He's just lifted the coolness of this show by 20%.
Shit, Ryze, I feel like you're one of us.
We've upped the cool.
You're not a teacher, you're just another young guy. That's so great to hear. I'm ready to learn now. Nobody, is it comfortable sitting like that?
I love it.
I hate sitting like that.
No, I've always loved it. Because I leave.
What is your reaction to a teacher that walks in and that's the first thing they do?
I'm like, oh boy.
This is a wanker.
He's on the chair.
Absolutely. Like legs on the other side. It's just wank city.
Yeah.
Because you know that guy, he's not there to teach you. He thinks in his head that we can be friends.
He's a, what's the Robin Williams thing? He's a that guy.
Yeah.
Which Robin Williams? Punch.
Captain My Captain.
What's the call
of that movie?
Hunting Good.
No, that's the.
Not Good Will Hunting.
It's called.
What the hell? Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets.
That's a Dead Poets teacher.
And he calls everyone guys.
Guys.
He watches that movie every single night.
Guys, that's not cool.
Can you imagine if a teacher was like, Everybody stand on your desks. Tear apart your textbook. You'd be like, I spent hundreds of dollars.
Yeah,
I
know. Mom's going to kill me.
Yeah, mom's going to kill me.
Could you just be like, no?
Because next week you'll need your textbook.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a syllabus.
After that guy gets a sack, we turn to page 23. Where's your textbook?
The teacher coming in after Robin Williams and being like, everybody open your textbooks to page 35.
Where's your textbook,
Bailey? We tore them apart, sir. What? The previous teacher just told him to tear it to shreds. I don't know. He was making a point, I guess.
But does the back of the chair guy want all the kids to look up to him?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
He sees himself as somehow the older brother of the entire class.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like if you want to come, and if you actually came to that teacher and you're like, hey, I know you just said you got an open door policy, we can rap. He's not ready for it.
No, he's not.
If you go in and you're
he's too excited.
Yeah. Mm. He's like, oh, cool, man, you want some M&Ms? And he thinks that's real cool that he's got a bowl of M&Ms in his office. And it's pretty good because you get M&Ms, but like, you're not thinking he's any cooler.
Nah. Yeah.
That's.
If you could go there and just get the M&Ms because you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Make up a story every day. Oh, I'm really upset about this.
Or just inflate his ego. Come in and be like, God, it's so cool that you're just like one of us. You know, all these other teachers I chat to, I feel like, oh my God, there's a weird power imbalance. You're just such a cool guy. Yeah. Secretly, you're stuffing your face full of M&Ms. He'll never realize. Oh,
bowl's empty. I've got to go now.
Anyway, mate.
Feel better.
I'll see you around. yes, no, so taking a TV home, and I think it's some jobs, you know, like a Google or like a kitschy office space or, you know.
Oh, you can do anything.
Anything, you can get away with anything. But some jobs, it's like on a construction site, is it harder or easier to embezzle? I love the idea of, and I think I remember hearing about this actually happening, somebody building something with stuff that they'd embezzled from a construction site.
Yes.
So they were working there, but suddenly they were stealing tools and nails.
Brick and nails.
Yeah, and eventually they built a shed for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I think tradies probably do it.
They overorder.
Because they overorder on almost every job. So if you go to a builder's house, you can certainly see a lot of supplies all over the place.
And they'll have really nice houses. They've got pools. Yeah. They've got everything.
Yeah.
If you've built a pool out of stolen construction stuff and then you get in trouble with the law, do they repossess the pool?
No, they can't.
They can't just dig it out and give it back.
You have to sell something.
Yeah, you might have to sell something, pay it back.
So you're not giving the pool back to the construction site.
Who do you pay it back to, though?
I don't know how that works because I think
if you pay it to the government, then that's
a little bit from
there. Yeah, that's right. And it's almost a bit of an accepted practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
well, there's leftover bricks, like whatever.
But I don't think they're the only profession that does a little bit of dodgy stuff. We heard about some dentists doing some dodgy stuff, you know.
Dentists?
Yeah, dentists.
I said that like I kind of
assumed. What, he stole teeth? Some drills and like stuff.
They had a deal.
Cut off all the diamonds off the drills.
I think you're going to say, right, cut the diamonds out of people's teeth. I'm sorry, you swallowed it. Don't worry. We'll pass. What a great way to make money.
That's a beautiful idea. I used to have a gold tooth. Now it's tin.
That's so weird.
These dentists. So you go to one dentist and he says, you need root canal work. You've got to go to an endodontist.
Yeah.
You go to the endodontist. He does like root canal, costs you like $1,500.
Yeah. Mm.
And then he said to our friend, so I've got a temporary filling in there now, and then you can go back to the other dentist and he'll put in a proper filling. And she said, why didn't you just put in a proper filling? And he got all flustered.
Mm.
And then finally admitted that he had a deal.
Oh,
with the other dentist.
Yeah.
This is the way it works.
This is the shady world of dentists.
Yeah.
And, of course, most people don't question that. You're more likely actually to question your builder, which sometimes people don't question. But that, there's lots of subtle embezzlement and manipulation. Mm. And sometimes the dentist, I mean, it might have been the deal forever. That's what they've always done. Yeah, they haven't really
thought about it. Sometimes it doesn't look like embezzlement, I guess. Because you might
not embezzlement, though. Embezzlement's sneaky.
Yeah.
But that's sneakiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's sneakiness in the workplace is kind of what it all comes down to. But
I remember once. He
cracked quick.
Yeah.
She's like, why didn't you do this? Well, oh, God.
I don't think anyone had ever questioned. You know who it was? Long blonde hair.
Yeah.
She's pretty scary. Yeah. Like, she doesn't back down. So.
It's funny, though, that there's certain things that as a customer, you just accept.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't.
Did he say that to her?
Yeah.
Just right to her face.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She said, are you telling me that you have a sneaky deal
mm.
with that dentist so that you can each make money off the customer. And he just like looked really shocked and nodded his head.
Did she just get the normal one for free then?
I don't know what's happened now.
But she went to like the ombudsman and did a big complaint.
Yeah. Good.
Mm. But isn't it a thing though? It's like it's kind of like a weird version of when a hairdresser fucks up your hair.
Yeah.
And you just have to pay for it.
You're just like, okay. You know what I mean? If a dentist tells you this is what you gotta do,
nine times out of ten,
you're like, well, he knows what he's talking about. He's a dentist.
Yeah. That's right.
When in reality, maybe you think about it for a second. Imagine a world where we could complain. I mean, we can complain to hairdressers.
Yeah.
But would you ever?
Well, yes. Some people do. Some people say, I'm not paying for this. And they walk out.
Yeah. And they can.
Have you ever asked?
No, because I've never had a bad
haircut. But what if you were really happy with your hair, but you pretended you weren't? Could you just walk out? You could get a free
haircut.
Because you ask them to do something and they do it wrong. That's a bad job.
Mm. But see, I always feel like it's on me because I'm such an idiot. I don't know what hair I want.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, if they do it and I'm like, I hate this.
See, I always just say, I never say style. I just say, take this much off and they do it. So it's not like I can really fuck up.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And sometimes they do take it a bit further and I sort of like it.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
There you go.
I'm not really fussed about my hair anyway, so it doesn't really
affect you. Mm. Yeah.
I knew this girl who worked for like a horse land.
Sure.
You know, which sold all horsey stuff. And she used to steal things.
Really?
Like one thing a week or a day and put them on eBay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she had like a side business.
That's a good hustle right there.
Yeah. But like big things like horse rugs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
How did she get away with stealing them?
I don't know how she did.
Because like that's the kind of thing that you would notice going missing.
Yeah.
You know, like stealing a Coke from work is, you know, whatever. That's life.
Yeah. Or a V.
Maybe she was like in control of like buying, and so she would maybe buy one extra and steal it or something.
Yeah, just order a bit too much.
But it
brings up an interesting point. Does everybody from every workplace play it a little bit?
Well, yes.
Take a little bit.
It's just human nature to see what you can get out of something.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's just a skill.
So you work at a...
Making a profit, I think it's not good.
Yeah.
That's too far.
But stealing
okay, making a profit.
If you like stealing to sell again, that's not good. But if you take a little extra from someone.
Say my horse was cold and I worked at Horseland.
Yeah.
Could I, like steal a rug from my cold horse? Is that okay?
No. That's because a rug, I don't know, a rug could be like
hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're thinking like stationery and.
Yeah, just, you know.
Or if you work at like in a shop, you could take a couple of bodies.
Yeah, always.
It's like, you know, like a pick and mix.
Yeah.
Like you can take
a
gummy worm.
If you work there, a pick and mix is free, game. Yeah.
If I worked at a place and I quickly nabbed a gummy worm and my boss was like, Jackson, that's not on, I'd be like, guy, I quit.
If I can't have a gummy
it's
worm.
It's one gummy worm. It's not like that's going to cripple the company.
But Jackson, it's not just one gummy worm, is it? There's one gummy worm today and
another one tomorrow.
Seven gummy worms.
It would be great for them to go through like, Jackson, this is how much money you will cost the company in a year.
Over a 10-year period.
One gummy worm a day.
That's probably $3.
Yeah, like it would not be much. But that's still embezzling, really.
Yeah.
You're taking something from the company for your own game.
Yeah.
What about, here's a complicated one. Maybe not actually that complicated.
We're advocating small-time embezzling, and we're against big-time embezzling.
Well, we're just trying to work it out.
Where the balance is.
We know.
What is the moral right thing?
We know as a group and a family that embezzling is sometimes okay. That's like, it seems to be the sentiment. But we're like, just how okay?
Yeah, where's the line? Where's the moral line?
If it causes your company any type of loss or your employees, any type of loss, it's no good.
But any embezzling will incur some loss because someone at the end
embezzling. Like, couldn't it just be a manipulation of your work conditions? Like, I've heard of real estate agents who go and have sex in people's houses.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a free house that no one's in.
Yeah.
Well, so they just do it with their wives for like a bit of sprucing up the.
No, they don't do it with their wives. But that's why they go to the house.
That's not on many levels.
Yeah.
So they treat it like a hotel almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Why wouldn't you, though? Yeah. What if you're selling like a huge 10-bedroom house, it'd be like, fuck it, I'm just going to live in here for like the next week.
No, but it's just they know you're not there because they get all that information when they're selling your house. So
if you're away because that house is just being sold,
or you're just at work.
Oh, see, that's not okay.
Nobody should break. A pretty clever thing to do for a real estate agent is just to live in the houses that he sells and just move out every few weeks.
Or rent them out until they're sold.
Yeah, something like that.
They're like tenants living there, but you just can't come on these days.
And you don't get out of them until your boss comes along and says, hey, Jones, why hasn't, 21 Crescent, whatever it is, sold? Why is that hanging around? I don't know. It's just no one's going for it. Yeah.
I'll give it a go. Imagine like
next week, bang, that's off. you're in the next house.
Look, Jonesy, look, he takes a bit to sell a house, but you just got to give him a little bit of incentive, a little bit of motivation, and he gets it done. Imagine like you get that house and you like find some clothes that aren't, you'd be so baffled at finding like a pair of pants or something. Like who was here beforehand?
Yeah, or something nasty at the bottom of the bed sheets.
Hello.
But you don't buy a house with bed sheets.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Usually there are no beds there by the time you move in.
I think if you're selling the house, say we're like, you can have this house, sell it, we are living elsewhere, whatever, that's fine. If they go there, maybe not to have sex with someone that's not their wife, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But like, if they're just living there for a bit, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
You're saying the real estate agent goes, okay, this house has come on the market and the owners are overseas.
Yeah.
Right? So my family move in there. And then when I'm forced to sell it, I'll sell it and move us into the next house.
Yeah. I think that's a fine way to live. It's kind of like a hermit
crab. That's fine. You're saying that's okay.
Yeah. It's very much so. You're like a real estate hermit crab. You know? You stay in it till it gets too tight.
It's okay for the hermit crab.
Then you squeeze on out and get in another one. Imagine if we did that like hermit crabs. You know, like hermit crabs change shells, right? Mm. The way they do it is they all line up on a beach. They all get out of their shells and they swap.
Yeah. They have a meet and greet.
It's adorable.
That's not true.
I've seen a video. They line up from smallest to biggest and then they do like a whoop and they move up a shell. Imagine if we did that with houses.
That's mental.
You're like, I need a new house. I'm going to move up one. I find a family that are like, well, we need to move up. We're going to move up one. Someone's like, I need a house, and we just do the whoop. Then everybody moves up, meet the beach and swap.
It's pretty hard to orchestrate, though.
The hermit crab.
Does that mean, like, up the smallest end, there's a naked hermit? waiting to go in.
Yeah.
It's very funny, that naked one being like...
No, the biggest one.
Will
the
be
biggest
the naked
one gets the tiny one.
It has to go back to the beginning. It goes around to the beginning.
Oh, boy, am I going to get into that?
I just really like the little one, like, bothering a one with a shell a bit bigger and being like, hey, is this swap happening anytime soon? I'm just real nude at the moment. I just would love a brand new shell. And the guy's like, shut up, Jerry. I don't know when the swap's happening. Yeah, cool. Just let me know. I'm pretty cold.
And like the big one, old people, when they get older, they do downsize.
They do downsize.
Back to like the two-bedroom
unit. Yes, that's true. They downsize.
And like you get old and you start to shrivel a bit. Like it's small enough to fit back in. That's kind of nice. Revisiting
that's
his
amazing.
Youth.
Amazing.
So how can you get an advantage like this real estate agent does without actually stealing money?
He doesn't steal money.
No, he doesn't steal money. He gets a free place to live every few months until the boss catches up with him and says, move that house on.
What about if you work at a municipal pool, but you clean the pool at night, go for a swim? What do we think about that?
That's fine.
Is he stealing the pool?
No.
And most
that's a perk.
Most pool that's owners probably wouldn't even mind.
You can use the facilities.
There are perks. You can
I'd feel a bit weird if I ran a pool and I came by one night to check and I found the janitor swimming in it. I'd be
Why? But it's
Well, he shouldn't be swimming when he should be janitoring.
Should be allowed a little
a little margin.
Sneaky part of everything you work for.
Yes.
If you work at a cafe, you should get free food and drink. You work at a, you should get cheap things.
When we worked at the cafe rides was that we could have coffee whenever we wanted.
We could have anything.
Well, we couldn't really have anything. took the occasional Coke, which was allowed, but it was a shisty kind of situation. But we could have a coffee whenever that was like...
We could have food.
Could you?
Yeah.
Could we just
if we wanted lunch, we could ask whoever the chef was at that time to make us whatever.
Oh,
we
right. I thought you meant like one of the sandwiches in the front counter. just grab it and
we
Coke.
Could.
Yeah.
I would have felt weird about it.
I used to do it. I used to get pies. I used to have
Did
a pie.
Did anyone actually say anytime you want to get
No,
food,
no, no, no. I would say I might just grab a pie and then I'd go to pay, and they'd be like, don't worry about it.
So
you'd always be like, I'm going to pay, and then they it would be up to them to be like...
I remember once being like, I'll just pay for that pie, and they were like, okay. They got me.
Sometimes you would. Sometimes you would. Like, sometimes I'd end, and I'd pay, and
just
let me pay, but... Sometimes it was like, whatever.
What am I getting? A sneaky education.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. School, I don't know what you're getting. You can, kind of you can photocopy it. Stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Well, isn't that fantastic? You lucky thing.
When was the last time in your life you needed to photocopy anything?
Well, just say you wrote a novel at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you wanted multiple copies.
That's true.
Can you photocopy? Some places are like, no, you have a certain amount of like photocopy... credits.
Yeah, then we have that as well. Yeah,
yeah, well, there you go. Then maybe you don't want to be
You can't photocopy books and stuff. Yeah. You'd run out.
Education, that's all you can skim off the top.
Yeah, that's all we've got.
Could you, Dad...
Has it worked?
Well, I don't think I've got...
But have you, What about you? What do you mean? You're in classes with teachers. What has you...
Well, I have to say, I've been there for 18 years, and 18 years ago, I didn't know where the apostrophes went, and now I know.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, there
that's
it is.
Something to skim off the top. That'll help. Oh. That's really good.
Apostrophes
that's
are
one
important.
Of the great embezzlement stories of all time.
A great education
I'm
heist.
Better than apostrophe.
Yeah, well, you can write a novel now, baby.
18 years? I don't think so.
I have been there for 18 years.
2001.
2000. Promise.
I don't think so.
I like that you think you know the mum who's lived.
Usually on top of all the dates and stuff.
Because
like
we
that,
came
so.
Back from Central
Australia. I know.
In 2000, and that's when I started.
Time
in July
moves
that
pretty
year.
Quick, right?
Yeah.
No, I just think it. I don't know.
What about as a pilot? What do you skim off the top?
Oh, there? They actually get so much.
Yeah.
What?
Free flights and free family flights.
But is that skimming off the top or is that a perk?
It's a perk. You can't.
It's part of their contract.
Yeah, but
it's
what can you skim off the top you're not meant to get as a pilot?
Yeah.
Just
what
more
about
airline
a sneaky
food.
Bit of duty free?
Yeah. What about a couple of different, like, you know, airplane meals?
Yeah.
Could you be like, bring me the chicken twice? I always wonder what would happen if I'm on the plane and they're like, here's your chicken. And I'm like, can I have two? Like, would they just give it to me?
They must have
maybe
spares.
At the end.
Oh, yeah.
They'll always pack a bit like more.
They'll be like, we'll see if there's any at the
I'm
end.
Sure
just
you
in case. Because if you know, a hostess drops one, you have to
I would
be
feel
able to
so
reimburse.
Greedy if they were like, yeah, we'll see at the end. I'd be like, the shame when they bring it to
no,
me.
No.
You could get
they
as many
get it
of
all the
those
time.
Colouring book packs with a little, with a little just pencil.
Boxes and boxes.
Do them in your spare time.
Colouring with both hands. I'm living like a king.
You know how to... There's an autopilot?
Yeah.
You're just sitting there, co-pilot.
It's a long trip.
Doing just... the number-to-number thing, you know?
Ready to land. But let me, Jimmy, just finish this duck.
You're being like, and we'll be landing in just about...
Oh, it's a rabbit.
Sorry, it's a rabbit.
All right.
I thought it was a rabbit. This is air traffic control.
I know you
why are you mentioning
you know
a rabbit?
Circle. Yeah. Say, oh, we can't land. I'm sorry.
You don't know what it is. What is it, Jonesy?
You done with the rabbit there,
it's
buddy?
A pirate.
No, circle a couple of that. Three more circles, I'll be finished. We can land.
What about a train driver? You get nothing.
Now, that's true. They're not even meals
couple
or colouring books.
Flags.
What flags?
You don't have flags?
Back in like
olden
the
days.
1890s, maybe.
And flags.
And a lantern?
Flags and a lantern, hell yeah.
It could take some coal.
That's true. But probably back in the day of steam trains, coal's great for your fire.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So
take a bucket like home every day.
You fill up your wagon.
Pretty obvious, though, if you're like running the train yard and some guy comes up and he's like, anyway, see you around, his hand's completely You're like, hey, can you just turn out your pockets real quick?
Yeah, they get nothing, train drivers. There are no perks.
That's true. Maybe it's going to be like you can ride for free, but like...
Maybe you would get like an interstate.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You could go on like a travel sleeper thing, or something like that.
Yeah, that's because, you know, to catch a sleeper train now, it's very expensive.
But, yeah. You know, but if you're a train driver, you might be like, whatever, I'll grab one.
Mm. Seems a bit, see, but there I'm like, rude, that's for the people.
Yeah.
If I found out that I was going to get a sleep, I couldn't get a sleeper thing because a train driver had one.
You'd be annoyed.
I would. I'd be like, and I don't know if that goes against what I was saying earlier, but somehow that's not okay for me.
Yeah. Mm. Well, what about if you couldn't get first class because there was a pilot? Fly.
I'd be annoyed as
you'd
well.
You'd be annoyed. Okay.
I'd be like, you're in the air all the time. I'm never in the air.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I would accept that.
Give me my chance to be in the air. I'd be like, aren't you bored of flying?
What's a bus driver get as a perk?
It gets worse and worse as it goes down. Bus drivers have the opposite of perks. Yeah. They have like, their lives suck.
But they get like, that. Anyway. They got the best seat in the bus.
That's true.
They got that springy seat.
What?
They bounce. Like those cameras that you can get that just bounce when you walk. Yeah. Well, their seats like
their
that.
Seats very sprung. I want to ride on that seat. Everyone wants.
Plus, you know what? A bus driver gets power. Bus driver gets a lot of power.
That's right. Or an off you get.
Yeah. Or that, like, you know, I always think when a bus driver sits there in that moment where he or she needs to take off. And somebody's running for the bus.
Yeah, you're like, will I today?
At the moment, the bus driver's like, I rule the world.
True.
And I have...
Go on.
I was going to say, I have had both. I've had a bus driver be like, I'll wait for you. And I've had a bus driver wait until I just got there and drive away.
Oh, really? Isn't that a
beauty? We just recently, me and Brady were catching a bus.
Mm.
It was replacement trains.
Yeah.
And we got off one bus accidentally. And we walked over to the other bus. We went like that. He opened his window and said, what?
Yeah.
I said, is this going to this place? He's like, yeah, but, and he drove off.
Wow.
Were you furious?
Oh, we smacked him, bang on the back of the bus as he drived off.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Ooh, but he didn't stop. He just kept going. Yeah, just ignored
he
you.
He stopped, opened the window, and answered our question, and then left.
Ooh.
I've had a bus driver be like, I'm like, where's this bus going? Is it going to wherever I need to go? And he's like, nah. I'm like, okay. And then just before he left, he opened it and he was like, yeah, get
really?
On the bus. Yeah.
Really?
It was done some dodgy things over the years.
Well, he was doing a weird prank on me. It was very strange.
They've done some weird things over the years.
He's probably bored.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what are you? You're sitting in that chair for like hours
and
hours.
I know. You're bored. You want a prank.
Yeah. You want to get your prank on. Nothing's happening. You might as well.
Yeah.
Well, when you're driving, you may as well not be on the road if you're a car. And
whoopee cushions on all the seats.
Yeah, whoopee cushions.
How good would that be?
See, if I was on the prank bus, I'd be having a great. That sounds fun.
Under the old lady and put the whoopee cushion, then kick her off.
Oh, that's not on.
Off.
Oh, that's great. That's the bus driver. Like, I'm surprised none of them turned to that. You know, they all seem so unhappy, but. What bus drivers have is bus driver solidarity. You know, you always see bus drivers.
Oh, they wave to each other.
Oh, they love each other. Yeah.
It's a beautiful community, the bus driver community. There's a lot of love there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of more like unconventional jobs that must come with perks, you know, that must come with these.
Like what?
Unconventional jobs, you know, like things that you wouldn't think of.
Mm.
Pirate.
Pirate? Pirate's all perks.
You could sneak a doubloon.
Yeah. Pirates,
all perk and all embezzle.
That is the job.
Exactly. But pirate comes with a lot of negative, whatever the opposite of a perk is, like dysentery and eating worm.
Yeah, you don't get any health and safety occupational. That's one occupation we missed out with the occupational health and safety on the pirate ship.
It sucks on the pirate ship.
You can poke your eye out.
Yeah, and there's nothing that anyone can do.
And you will poke your eye out.
You will poke your eye out.
That's if not because of just general wear and tear, because you want to look more like a pirate.
Yeah.
I think O'Hagan should cover if you've intentionally
popped the person selling patches.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine you met a pirate who had an eye patch and then you found out he had two eyes. You'd be like, poser. You absolute loser.
Sure, some of them did.
Yeah, some of them did.
Well, there's always the thing, and I don't know if it's true, where the reason they had eye patches is because...
For just the dark?
Yeah. When they went below deck, they'd swap the patch over.
Ah.
Also, like looking down your telescope.
Yeah, true.
It seems to be a lot of trouble to lose your balance over, though.
Yeah.
You walk around with one eye. Sooner or later,
it only takes about 20 seconds for your eyes to adjust as well. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you've got a peg leg. Your balance is already off.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody's like, pirates, such drunks, but they're actually just like, oh my God. I'm so bad at figuring out where they are.
Actually teetotal, but they can't stand up.
Pirates tough for embezzling because you're not really making money as a pirate other than getting treasure.
That's a bit like Vikings, isn't it?
Yeah, but I guess with pirates, so say you come across a classic pirate treasure chest, you kick that shit open, and it's just gold coins spilling out. If you take one gold coin, nobody knows how many gold coins you wanted to begin with.
Yeah, who gets the gold coins? If you're a pirate ship.
Yeah, you split
them. Are you all in it together?
No, you split them, but the captain's going to get them all.
So captain gets two shares, first mate gets one. No.
This is some sort of rule. You know there is.
There's a rule, yeah. I think it's like captain gets maybe three shares, first mate gets two, or the bosun or whatever gets two, and everybody else just gets one share.
Okay.
That's a classic. That's the pirates sorted it out. Yeah.
Well, learned in Humanities the other day that the Vikings, the ships were ruled by kind of the elite.
Yeah.
And they were already rich. Yeah. And so they would get the spoils and give it to their guys.
Oh, really?
See, that's interesting.
Yeah, they do it for fun.
What do you mean? The raiding
and
stuff.
Well, they didn't, according to the class I was in the other day, stealing some learning. They initially did it because their lands were so small and they didn't have enough land to feed everybody, so they went out Vikinging. But the like the noble people were the people who kind of were in charge of the boats, and so when they stole all the goods, they gave them to their guys, which gave them prestige and could feed their families and stuff like that.
Plus, you probably like the ruler that's like, oh, he went away, got treasure, didn't take any for himself, gave me some.
Gold cross from the monks.
Yeah, that's great. And you never think about how rich he is, but you're like, what a good guy. Gave me a monk's cross.
Yeah. How's a shepherd going to embezzle?
Wool.
Sheep.
Wool. You just keep one.
Oh, Wolf got it.
Like, it's such a shame Wolf got it. You go back into your house, open up like one secret shed with a sheep in it. You're my wool sheep. Farmer is great for having, you got one secret sheep, one secret cow. Free milk and wool that the taxpayer doesn't know about. Having an entire secret farm where you've got secret carrots growing, secret veggies that nobody knows about. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty good, yeah.
And does anybody count your sheep?
They're yours. Doesn't matter.
You're a shepherd.
The shepherd works for the farmer sometimes.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So
maybe
like,
I know that there's a thing people do with kangaroos. This is kind of embezzling, but maybe not. So the way it works is that you can only shoot a certain amount of kangaroos on your property. I'm going to butcher this. You can only shoot a certain amount of kangaroos. Say you can shoot like five, right? But you have like 40 kangaroos because kangaroos are in massive packs. What you do is you say there are about five kangaroos on my property. So when the hunters come, they kill all of them, but they're like, oh, and here are the five. We got the five. You know what I mean? That's a kind of embezzling, I guess.
I don't get it. Explain that again.
I can't I'm sure I'm getting it wrong. It's something to do with, like, to get all the kangaroos off your property, you got to bury some. Fuck. I can't remember it at all. Adam will know.
Well, that could be true because we have a farmer who has land in front of us, and he every now and again tries to get a kangaroo.
He just leaves it there, though.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Does he leave it there?
Oh no, I think that's it. So you have to show the kangaroos you killed. But if you kill more, you just bury them. That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
So that when people come around, they're like, "Oh, you got all the kangaroos," and then later on, you go and you dig up the other ones.
I'm sure that's happened through the ages. Yeah.
Absolutely. With hunting, embezzling's got to be pretty easy, really. If you're a hunter, you know. Because you get the two cards, you get or however many, right? Yeah. Isn't that how it works, right?
Two cards.
We get a bag limit.
Yeah.
Most animals have a bag limit.
What about fishing? Fishermen. Can you embezzle as a fisherman?
You can take
get more
fish
than is appropriate.
Yeah, but it's not good. Like,
why not?
Because with fishing, the laws are for the fish. If you take 100 fish if you take 100 fish when you're supposed to take 10, that's going to ruin the whole ecosystem and stuff. No one really does it.
Yeah. But, you know, I knew a park ranger and he had to, throughout the crayfish season, he had to go to all the places where people were getting crayfish. And often he would find crayfish that were too small that they shouldn't have got. And he would take them. And I remember this is when you two were little. And his wife, they had like two little kids like you guys, and she would say, oh, I'm sorry, kids, we've only got crayfish again until Daddy gets paid because her freezer was full of crayfish.
But he couldn't put those crayfish back.
Well, they were dead.
They were dead, but
so
they were
undersized.
So he
was meant to chuck them in the bin. Or...
But he's like, let's eat them. Because, like, yeah, why?
I'm sure all fisheries do that.
Now you have to throw them in the bin.
So anything that catches, like, a bycatch or undersized.
Cops.
What?
They have the best.
Cops.
Yeah. They can do everything.
Cops have the power. That
that's cops, the best that's, from
Yeah, if you're a cop.
And perks.
Perk City.
You go to a cafe, most of them have, like, oh, cop special and...
Do they?
Do they? Yeah.
What cafe have you been to where you've seen the cops?
Lots of
special.
Cops get a discount from places.
What is a cop special? Did you used to have cops come into your cafe?
Yeah, all the time.
Did you give them free discounts? Coffees?
Was there a cop special?
Free coffees.
Not free, I never gave them free coffees. I think.
Mm. I never gave them discounts.
Did you ever talk to them?
Yeah.
They were nice guys.
Well, yeah, but like...
It doesn't mean they get a special.
They always used to insist on paying beforehand... Just in case they needed to go. They didn't want to owe any money.
That's great. Ah. Yeah. Good on them.
Just in case they got a call and had to run out the door.
Wow.
They didn't pay for their coffees.
Yeah,
they're probably... alert cops, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's because of all the coffee.
And they say lots of cops will back into a park because it's easy to just go, pyong.
Instead of... more exciting if they back out and do a screech.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do you don't want to be a cop doing like an awkward turn.
A three-point turn.
Get out. Just you wait, criminal. Hold on. Hang on. Let me just sort this out.
Yeah, they're pretty dodgy cops, aren't they?
Yeah, like, when it's a cop.
But if you're a cop and you're like got... this much cocaine, you'd be like, this could save my life. could be like, it's like a short business owner getting like 40,000 carats, but they have to destroy it.
That's true. But it's funny when a cop embezzles, I'm like, what a piece of shit. But if a farmer does it, I'm like, that's life. Yeah.
But the reason a cop is, you say he's a piece of shit, is because he's gotten someone in jail.
Yeah.
Yes.
And got all their drugs.
Yeah.
Done the same thing.
And now
he's a hypocrite. Yeah, that's true. Right. That's why it's not, I don't like it when a cop.
All the rest of us. Like, a cop is supposed to follow the law, absolutely.
Yeah.
All the rest of us can be...
Well, you know. That's shades of grey.
A little margin here and there, you know. It's not...
Unless a cop
here nor there.
What do you think about a doctor doing it with the organs you don't need?
What? Doing it with?
No, not having sex. You don't need this pancreas.
I need my organ.
I do.
Take
I
it
do.
Out the back.
Well, this is sense crazy.
I don't think much of that doctor.
Bloody hell.
I don't need that. No, I meant like, so if a doctor, so organs, they fetch you a pretty price.
Yeah.
You get some organs in your body that are useless, like the gallbladder.
But no one needs one.
Well, I tell you, the
who's buying a gallbladder?
Doctor's like, so many gallbladders and no buyers.
So like
I
this...
heard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll just say this.
Shush him.
Well, who did I shush? Funny.
You shushed Jack.
Did I?
Like, stop being funny so I can be funny.
Son, quiet.
Quiet, boys. Father will talk. Now,
what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that.
Better be good.
The most efficient and cheapest place to get a kidney transplant is in a Middle Eastern country.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because there's a market in kidneys that they take.
So there's like too much.
Yeah.
There's too many kidneys.
So is it like Monty Python, we've come for your kidney?
Yeah.
But
a little bit.
It's more like, it's like, I need money, I can sell my kidney. Yeah, there's no, like, rules guiding it.
It's not like they're getting the street kids and getting their kidneys.
No. People are giving them up for
so they have an export of kidneys.
Yeah. Because there's no rules that, what is something stopping, because in like, Western countries, we have... laws that like legislate when
well,
we
you
can...
can't, yeah, you can't sell your own kidneys,
yeah,
you can't sell your own
but
organs.
You can do it there,
but
in America, they sell their blood, don't they?
Yeah, yeah,
you can't do that here.
We sell their blood,
yeah, you can sell your plasma.
Jesus,
you can
we're
go,
like
you can
donate go. Blood and we think we're the best people in the world and we go and have a party pie, but they're hawking it off for millions.
It's true.
Yeah, can we sell like semen and stuff as well? Because that's something you can do in America too. You can.
I think
probably
you used
on
to be
Gumtree or something like that. But I don't think any other
one. One in brackets, the number one semen.
If you're adopting, would you get potluck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I'd spin that wheel, see who I got. I don't want any kid that's going to be older than like five, and I don't want any kid that might be.
No, I mean, like, let's say like your girlfriend like couldn't have kids, and yeah. you were getting a donor.
Would you just
whatever race,
whoever they are, I don't give a shit.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to see. You get though, you get a big folder, and you go, "This guy's a surgeon."
Yeah, I know, right. I know, yeah, but
yeah.
to like to
so
say,
you just give... open it up with your eyes.
Yeah,
so you're gonna put on dark glasses.
And this that guy.
How exciting! Like when she's finally giving birth, you're like, "What do we got?"
Let's I know it's see. An extra, like you get yeah. boy or girl or whatever. Or else.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whoever they
could
are.
Could be anything.
Yeah, that'd be very fun.
Mm. You'd want to do it again. Comes out. You'd be like, oh, we're going to
roll
that.
The dice again.
Yeah, you want to keep going till you got the one you wanted.
You never want at your birth, your dad's like, ah, oh, we got that. All right, let's see what else we get. Yes, so embezzling with a doctor.
So you're saying. You go to the doctor has some guy, yeah. some shady guy who says, I need a kidney.
Yeah.
You go to the doctor for a sniffly nose and he goes, I think this is a kidney problem.
Well, yeah, I guess actually Ryder pointed out the problem is that the organs that I wouldn't mind losing, the organs no one wants to buy. Mm. What about, for, you know...
No. The doctor says your kidney's a dud.
Well, I don't want that. That's scary. I want him to be like, hey, I'm performing surgery on you and while I'm here... I'm going to nick that gallbladder and sell it and give me some of the profits.
Yeah, I'll split your 50.
But no one's buying a gallbladder because we don't need it.
Maybe.
No one's out there being like, I need a gallbladder. I need a gallbladder transplant so
what
I can digest nuts.
Hey, what do you got today, Doc?
What's struggling to digest nuts over here. Somebody find me a gallbladder.
No, but if you're embezzling, that's kind of a bit of a deal.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but the doctor, you could go to the doctor and say, I've got a cold.
Mm.
And the doctor could say, that's a really sure sign of a failing kidney.
We got
to
pop it out.
You have to have your kidney out. And you go, oh, no, get it out. And he sells it to...
But that's, you know, malpractice. The doctor can't out and out. It's got to be a deal up front.
Yeah, that's yeah. See, that's embezzling. If he steals my organs, that's embezzling because I'm the product there, I guess.
So, but...
Maybe that happened with my testicle. Maybe someone was like, I want three. And the doctor's like, yeah, all right. Oh, this guy, yeah, your testicle's falling to the size of a goose egg. It's normal. It'll go down. But no, that's a tumor, Jackson. So we're going to pop it out. And some very happy rich man out there with his three ball feeling very confident in himself.
Changed his name to three ball.
Yeah, I've got
He's
a man.
He's got it on his number plate.
Three ball. Why do they call him three ball? Yes. Well,
yeah, take a guess.
Doctors have access to all the drugs.
Yeah, that's true. Ah. That's true. Doctors.
Well, it is a bit corrupt, the pharmacy companies and the doctors sort of scam.
What about when you die? If you weren't an organ donor, but they nick your organs. I think that's fine.
How would you know?
Like, you wouldn't know.
Unless it was from your face.
Yeah.
Even your eyes. Like, your eyes are shut.
It's missing half a cheek. Surely, I think he had the whole cheek, but...
Very funny, you know when they like, an open casket, they get someone to do your makeup? And you're like, that looks weird on that cheek. That seems like there's a lot more makeup there than on the other one. No, I don't think so. It's very funny that the makeup guy is the person that would have to, like, let you know.
Why is she on her side?
I don't think she should be face down. Can we flip her?
But who's taking the other side of her face?
I like to imagine this three ball who's like, I need three faces. Widen my face up with an extra eye, half a nose and a mouth.
Mm. But, you know, all your clothes are on. No one pulls apart the clothes.
No.
They could take whatever
Well,
they
that's
want.
Very unseemly. Someone tampering, looking at
somebody opening the clothes.
I just want to check.
Just want to check grandma's got all her organs.
Yeah, or grandpa's got all his testes.
Nobody's going. I'm like, I need an extra ball. Yeah. And they're like, we got one for you. And I'm like, this is an old man's ball. I wanted a virile young man's ball.
But how are they going to
get
busted?
You fucked me.
They won't get busted. No one's jiggling that.
You got like three balls and one of them's just hanging right down.
Well, I got to check the people getting me my extra test.
Sorry, Mr. Three Balls.
But I think I ought to, like, I guess it's like, I'm like, whatever, I'll be an organ donor. But, like, I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. Hollow me out. Who cares? I'm not using it.
Yeah, well, once you're gone, yeah, I don't mind either.
Take it. Take my face. Whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to put my face somewhere, I don't care. I'm no longer I'm not using it.
What about your children who are walking along and see your face and Dad, I thought you died.
Dad, you're back.
No,
face transplants. No. What happened to that guy who had the face transplant?
It's fine. Face transplants are...
Yeah, they can do it.
They're doing fine. Nobody looks quite right afterwards, but they're getting better and better.
No. Yeah. What did some guy get? Like
a head transplant, maybe?
Yeah, what happened to him?
I don't...
We didn't hear it.
It didn't... No, it didn't...
Did they
I don't
do
think
it?
They did it.
Oh.
I think... He wanted more time. Or something.
I know the medical community was like, that will not work.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I mean, good luck, but...
Yeah.
Did you ever hear about there was a... It's horrific, but there was an experiment, you can watch the results, where they sewed a dog's head onto another dog.
Yeah.
Instead of two heads, and the other head, like, drinks water, and it's
a
bit
alive. Jogging.
It's fucked up. I think it's on YouTube, yeah.
Why are people doing that?
I don't know. Who's like, let's see if this'll... Like, what, you're like, yes, the head's alive. What have you learned?
That rat with a human ear on its back.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, what's that for?
Yeah.
What's that? At least put two ears to make it symmetrical. Imagine the rat, but it's like two ears on either side and a nose under the middle of its stomach and a mouth.
Give it stereo.
Looks like a
stereo
face.
Is better.
It's just disgusting what we do to other shocking. Creatures.
It's messed up. But nobody would ever do that to dogs. Well, I mean, nobody would legally ever do that to dogs, you know, these days. And the whole experiment, the whole thing was shut down. But like, so if somebody wanted my head...
Right.
To put on
no,
their body.
Jackson.
And so what are
well,
your
I'll
children getting
by the time they, want
they meet Mr. Three Balls?
Three Balls.
Are
two
you my
heads.
Father?
No, I'm
no
some,
but I possess
I'm, my name is Three Balls.
Head and and old testicle. But I am not your daddy. Well, that's
well, how far would you go until he is?
Until he's like sew on the hand and they sew it on and it's just me again. Guess I'm back. All right, cool. Yeah, that's the stress there. What about putting yourself up for cloning? Just while we're here, would you do
I'd
it?
Do it.
Yeah, whatever. Put more of me around.
Yeah, I'd
no,
love to do it.
What about the other you? Like, how?
Well, I assume he'd be this gross little like, because cloning doesn't really work very well.
No, if he's an exact copy of you, you've got problems.
Well,
because
Barbara Streisand cloned her dog twice.
Did she?
Yeah.
What a champ.
But that's different. That's you put the like little thing in the embryo of another dog and it...
That's what we do with you. Someone would just give
no,
birth
I
to
thought,
another you.
I thought you'd put me in like a big
vat or something.
Glass container and I'd slowly grow.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, all right, we'll do that. I'm happy either way, honestly.
None of you know how cloning works.
No, how does cloning work?
So what you do is you take the nucleus out of an egg, right? And then you put the fertilized nucleus into that egg. So what we do is take an egg.
Yeah.
Take the nucleus out.
Yeah.
Because the nucleus of an egg needs a sperm to come along to make a full cell, right? So you take the nucleus out and you just take one of Jackson's nucleuses and put it in that egg, you see? And that will divide up because it's got all Jackson's DNA
and
into a new Jackson.
Yeah.
So have they done it with a human yet?
No.
Well, why?
Some
why?
People say they have, but
they're not
it's
telling.
Not proven
because
that
we'd
they
be
have.
Horrified.
We did
but
it with.
But they've certainly done with many animals.
I'd do it with a dog.
Would you do it with Follow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why
fuck
not?
Off.
Grab
well,
another.
Well, she said that they're not like her old dog.
But well, of course they're not because they're the
they're a separate
you know,
thing that's lived a separate life.
They probably just look very similar.
Yeah.
Some of the complications are interesting.
Yeah.
Because some of the donors have. Like matured very quickly and almost taken within a short period of time the age of the recipient DNA. So when they've done an animal that's fairly old, they find that the clone.
So if they cloned Jackson or Ryder now,
yeah.
The baby starts off at, say, 27.
Yeah, almost. You know, it doesn't because
how does
it's
that
got
work?
A, well, it has to grow, but
yeah.
But they haven't done human beings. So that's something that takes a long time to mature, they haven't done. But like Dolly the sheep had a lot of issues that the donor.
The sheep had as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so interesting.
So they didn't actually start kind of fresh. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because through your lifetime, so that's where they do this epigenetics, your DNA changes.
Yeah.
It's not like kind of brand new. It's the all the changes that happen through your
so
life.
So you're kind of better off to clone a baby, really.
Yes, yes.
So if we cloned just, a rider, we'd get, it might me. Come out wrong.
Yeah, well, there's, yeah, don't know. But they, you know, they're getting better and better, kind of making sure that doesn't happen.
So
but.
Does that mean, is that proof that they're souls? So Barbara Streisand's two dogs,
yeah,
who don't behave at all like her original dog.
They right. still keep the DNA of the original dog.
Yes.
Yeah,
they
I see
look
what you
exactly
mean.
Like the dog, but do those dogs have different souls?
I like.
I don't know. So. I'm not an expert on souls.
I like to think that
I think
some
it's proof of souls
in this episode on
I think
embezzlement.
It's proof of no souls, Mark.
Yeah,
we proved the
what,
souls.
What it says,
souls.
Like scientifically, is that the experiences that you have in life actually affect your DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the donor dog had different life experiences to the recipient dogs. Like all organisms have a different life experience,
yeah,
whether
yeah.
it's similar or not.
Unless, if it doesn't matter if it looks like Ryder, it's not
yeah,
Ryder.
Yeah.
So and don't embezzle.
Don't embezzle clones.
How did this even come up?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I love that we ended up here. Yeah. It's a great place to end at maybe proving the existence of the human soul.
And Barbara Streisand's dog.
When sure. we started out, we were like, embezzling's pretty funny. And yeah. here we are with a major yeah. theological breakthrough.
Well, the devil embezzles souls.
Yeah.
The devil does embezzle souls because he works for God. And he gets... Like,
a sneaky
you know,
couple of souls on the side. God's got most of the souls.
The devil gets a couple.
He gets a wee
he skims a couple souls off the top.
Whilst God's not looking.
God's always looking.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business. That was souls.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners.
find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.